New federal regulations on coal-fired energy should not affect Golden Valley Electric Association's restart of the Healy coal plant. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, GVEA President and CEO Corey Borgeson expects the plan to purchase and operate the Long Idle facility to remain on track.
Borgeson says GVEA management is still studying the new regulations, which impose tough new limits on carbon dioxide emissions from new coal-fired power plants. But he says it appears the new regs won't affect GVEA's plans to complete its purchase of Healy No. 2 by the end of the year and to fire up the $300 million power plant in about a year and a half.
We have obtained the financing for it. We've locked in the interest rate. And then we think that the first fire on coal will be in the first quarter of 2015.
GVEA officials hope bringing the 50-megawatt facility online will stabilize electricity rate increases by using more coal to generate up to 20% of the co-op's electricity. Borgeson says GVEA is complying with the terms of a consent decree that it agreed to last year to get the go-ahead to buy Healy 2 from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority for reportedly about $45 million. He says GVEA now has the necessary EPA permits to operate Healy 2 by agreeing to outfit it with some $40 million worth of emission controls and by retrofitting the older 25-megawatt Healy 1 coal-fired plant with another $5 million worth of pollution controls.
We've had the permit for Unit 2 some time, and it was updated and approved as part of the consent decree process.
Healy 2 was built in the mid-1990s with federal funding in an effort to demonstrate so-called clean coal technology. The plant was mothballed in 1999 after it failed to accomplish that, and it languished for several years until GVEA began negotiating in earnest to buy it in 2009. EPA's regulations affect only new coal-fired power plants, but the agency is expected to announce more regs next year to limit CO2 emissions from existing power plants. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.